Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today looks at ineffective masks in the state's supply of personal protective gear. Reporter Eleni Avendano joins us with the story. Good morning, Eleni.
Good morning.
So share with our listeners what the situation is, because at the beginning of this pandemic, there was a lot of scrambling to get your hands on any masks just because there wasn't a lot out there.
Sure. So, yeah, I just wanted to point out that this state-organized PPE distribution program, it was really a monumental effort. It's actually the largest movement of emergency medical supplies within the state since World War II. And it was largely successful. The thing to highlight, though, and what the story is about, is that certain masks with valves were distributed, about a couple hundred. These types of N95 masks with the valves are not effective at preventing the spread of COVID-19. So we just want to make sure that folks who did receive them know that folks in the general public are not advised to use these. They're N95s in general are intended for our medical workers.
Right. And these masks, these particular masks had valves on them.
Right. Correct. So when we talk about respirators, we're talking about the thick filtration masks. They have to go through a medical certification. And they have to go through a proper fit test to make sure they're working. And so when a valve is added, a wearer, if they're infected, they might infect others. Their breath might escape. So the CDC discourages their use during the pandemic because they might protect the wearer. But if that wearer is infected, they might actually accidentally infect others. So, you know, places like the University of Hawaii or Hawaiian Airlines, they forbid the use of masks with those exhalation valves.
Right. I think the concern is, like, if you happen to sneeze, that the virus particles will be thrust out further.
Right. And the interesting thing is that the CDC has said that those valves, they can be adapted by closing off the valve, you know, with a piece of tape if needed. But that message is more intended for the medical community. If there's nothing that are available and, you know, for people like us, the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration say that we should not use these N95 respirators to conserve the supply for medical workers who have a much higher likelihood of being in high-risk scenarios for COVID transmission. So for us, cloth masks with at least two layers is recommended.
And what did the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency say just about these masks with the valves on it and how they got distributed?
Yeah, so when they realized these types of masks are not intended for general use, they pulled them from the inventory. Unfortunately, some got back into the inventory and were distributed as part of a couple hundred orders. So they were made aware of the error. They said it was a mistake, and, you know, a program of this magnitude, mistakes do happen. The purchases that they made were in the span of 6 months. You know, it was a highly competitive market, and they kind of likened it to the Wild West. And, you know, you're bidding on things like gloves and not only masks, but gowns and face shields, goggles, boots, hand sanitizer, that sort of thing. So, you know, invariably there are going to be challenges with such a large operation. The program was originally created to serve the health industry, but when smaller operations, you know, small businesses, dental offices, you name it, they were reporting that supplies were either too expensive or they just really couldn't get their hands on them. This PPE program expanded itself back in September to allow certain small businesses and nonprofits to apply for the free supplies online. So it's been a mixture of federal and state dollars totaling about $81.5 million. $81.5 million in PPE has been distributed to date.
And I know you folks there at Civil Beat were recipients, I think, of some of these masks, and then got a letter saying we're pulling these back?
Yeah. We pointed out that, you know, Civil Beat is a nonprofit, so we were in the category that was eligible to apply for the free supplies. And so when we received them, that's when I reached out and found out about what had happened.
All right. Okay. Well, good story. Thanks so much, Eleni.
Thank you.
That was reporter Eleni Avendano with today's reality check. You can read her story online at civilbeat.org.